Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This morning, from petrol prices to groceries, families under pressure as the cost of living soars, calls for tax relief in the budget. Australia takes Russia to court over the downing of flight MH17. An apartment building bombed in Kyiv as peace talks resume. Tragedy in Perth, 3 people killed when a car goes up in flames. And a Mitchell Stark masterclass, Australia closes in on a win in Karachi.
This is 7 News with Jody Spears.
Good morning. The Morrison government is under increasing pressure to address the rising cost of living, with prices for dozens of household essentials soaring and no relief in sight. Let's go live now to political reporter Jennifer Beshwati in Canberra. Good morning, Jen. The government's considering tax relief.
Well, good morning, Jody. Yes, a number of options are on the table and being considered by the federal government as a way to ease the burden on families and diffuse voter anger over the rising cost of living. One of those options, as you mentioned, is tax relief. That will put more money in people's pockets. The Prime Minister has recently pointed to his previous record on tax cuts as a way to help. The skyrocketing cost of everything is essentially caused by the war in Ukraine. It's pushing fuel to record high prices, and that's driving transport costs up. Once that goes up, well, so does everything else, and consumers will pay the price, with ordinary household items now tipped to become more expensive.
This is easily the largest energy crisis that we have seen in 50 years and possibly ever.
Now, experts and economists don't see any relief in the short term. As long as there's global instability, well, then prices will remain high. It's a political dilemma for the Prime Minister, who will face voters in just 2 months' time, many of whom are struggling to make ends meet. This cost of living crisis could make or break the federal election. Jody?
Sure could. Okay, thanks, Jen. To breaking news now, and dozens of people have had to be evacuated after a boarding house caught fire in Sydney's inner west. Witnesses reported an explosion rocked the property in Newtown at around 4:30 this morning before flames ripped through it. One man jumped from a second-story window to escape the blaze, suffering a suspected head injury. It's understood a total of 7 people were injured in the incident and 3 are unaccounted for. Australia and the Netherlands have launched the first international legal case against Russia over the downing of flight MH17, which killed nearly 300 people, including 38 Australians. The plane departed Amsterdam before Dutch officials say it was shot down by a Russian missile.
This is an important step in the fight for truth, justice and accountability for all of the victims.
The Netherlands still has a separate criminal case pending against 4 men charged with murder over the attack. An apartment building in Kyiv has been targeted in a Russian airstrike, even as peace talks resume. Dramatic video shows the moment a rocket slammed into the building as an elderly man watched on. 2 people were killed in the attack, and the blast caused extensive damage. It came as a 4th round of talks between Russia and Ukraine was held via video link. There are also reports an evacuation convoy of about 160 cars has managed to leave the besieged city of Mariupol. Previous attempts to establish humanitarian corridors have failed. A homicide investigation is underway in Perth this morning after a mother and two children were found dead in a burning car. Police were called to John Graham Reserve in the city's south just after midday yesterday, finding three bodies inside the gutted vehicle. The children are believed to be a boy and a girl. The homicide squad worked through the night examining the scene, and anyone with information or dash cam footage is urged to make contact. Sydney residents are being warned to take care and wear protective gear when inspecting the damage in their homes, with floodwater posing a significant health risk. Aerial pictures reveal a vast expanse of muddy water across the Hawkesbury-Nepean region and home after home inundated. Another wave of motorhomes has left the city bound for the northern rivers to provide temporary accommodation for hundreds who have been displaced there. Officers from the US Navy will hit the ground in Brisbane today to help with the last of the flood cleanup. The USS Frank Cable, a naval supply vessel, is docked at the International Cruise Ship Terminal with dozens of helping hands aboard. A former SAS soldier has told a court he saw Ben Robert Smith execute an innocent disabled man. The court also heard soldiers were forced into initiations that involved killing and making bombs. The Victoria Cross recipient is suing Nine newspapers, claiming he was defamed.
Afghanistan, 2009, and a group of elite soldiers is staying at a compound nicknamed Whiskey 108. It was during this time Ben Robert Smith is alleged to have carried out an unlawful killing in front of members of his patrol. I saw him put the machine gun into the man's back and engage. One burst, less than a second, an 8-10 round burst. I turned to another soldier and asked, "Did we just witness an execution?" a former comrade told the court. The alleged victim was Afghani and had a prosthetic leg, which, this witness said, was removed by another soldier. The court previously heard it had been used to drink out of during celebrations at a local bar.
Person 24 admitted to drinking out of the leg himself many times, describing it as a bit of black humour.
He also gave an insight into the alleged initiation process. "I was told we would blood the rookie, meaning we would put him in a position where he could get a kill under his name." The disabled Afghani was previously listed as a kill target, he told the court, and was making bombs. "I have no qualms about what happened in Whiskey 108. I think it's extremely unfair how this has panned out for BRS, saying Ben Robert Smith was sent over there to do what he was supposed to do, to kill the bad guys." Leonie Ryan, 7 News.
Shane Warne's brother has shared rare photos of the cricket legend in a heartfelt post on social media. Jason Warne took to Instagram to reminisce on their childhood together and Warne's competitive nature. He wrote, "It's hard to get my head around that we will not get a chance to play golf again, argue over the best pizza again." He added, "I have and always will be your biggest fan, well, aside from Dad." Sydney's rail commuters could be in for more frustration today amid ongoing industrial action. Members of the Electrical Trades Union walked off the job during critical maintenance work yesterday, forcing almost every service to be delayed or redirected. Sydney Trains has apologised and says services will be back to normal this morning, but the union wouldn't comment on when the strike would end. Casual workers in Victoria are now eligible for paid sick leave as part of an Australian first trial. Under the $245 million plan, hundreds of thousands of workers in retail, hospitality and aged care will receive 5 days leave from the state government. Once the trial is over, the program could be funded by a business levy, a move which has drawn strong criticism from the opposition.
It is industry and small business that will have to pay this. Call it a levy, call it anything, it's a tax.
The trial will run for 2 years. The new COVID variant has authorities on edge, but it isn't the only virus they're now monitoring. A man from the New South Wales Riverina is the sixth person to be struck down by Japanese encephalitis, and there's a fresh outbreak at one of the state's piggeries.
Young is Australia's cherry capital, but also a major producer of pork, where local piggeries invite mosquitoes to the southwest slopes.
Aeroguard, long sleeve shirt.
Windridge Farms produces 7.5 million kilograms of pork a year, employs 40, and today every pig there is in quarantine.
Now that I know about it, it is quite concerning, yes.
They are a prolific multiplier of Japanese encephalitis carried by mosquitoes, a threat to us.
Sadly, one gentleman has passed away.
And a threat to primary industry.
Once the chief veterinary officers are involved, then we work with those properties and get those pigs back moving. But it does not infect the pork. The pork is safe to eat.
And there are about 15 piggeries now that have been identified.
A sixth human case was identified, a man at Balranald in the state's far southwest. In the bush, mosquito repellent sales are surging.
We definitely have a small range here, but it might be something that we need to look into carrying more of.
With this pestilence of mosquitoes, the war in Ukraine, unprecedented flooding, COVID-19 ticks off most of our 2022 biblical bingo card. The pandemic's two-year anniversary has only just passed, and the debate continues. Mask or no mask?
With modelling suggesting cases could double by the end of April, health bureaucrats want to revert to face masks indoors, density limits and working from home.
If we do see that big jump in the next 4 to 6 weeks, I think that would be very concerning.
Robert Evardia, 7 News.
A dramatic chase and tackle in the Queensland city of Cairns has been caught on camera. Police body cam shows the officer running after the man and making the tackle. Nearby dash cam captured the impressive distance the officer covered to make the arrest. It's alleged the 25-year-old had a knife and was denied entry to a shopping centre. A drone operator has captured extraordinary pictures of a shark feeding frenzy off South Australia. She was near Port Lincoln for a weekend wedding when she spotted a large school of salmon with dozens of sharks going for a feed. They're believed to be bronze whalers, which are common in the area. Checking finance now, the Dow Jones is slightly higher this morning. The Nasdaq is down. In London, the FTSE added and Germany's DAX gained. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed higher. Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell almost 5%. The All Ords closed in positive territory, as did the ASX 200, up 85 points. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,962 an ounce. Oil is $102 a barrel. The Aussie dollar buying 72.1 US cents, 85 Japanese yen and $1.06 New Zealand. A US astronaut on the International Space Station has been caught up in Russia's war with Ukraine. Mark van der Hei is due to return to Earth in 3 weeks on a Russian spacecraft, but a social media message from the country's space agency boss referencing sanctions has been interpreted as a veiled threat. Some believe the American could be stranded in orbit. Police in the US are hunting for a gunman who's targeting homeless men in New York and Washington, D.C. They've released photos and CCTV of the man they're searching for. 5 homeless men have been shot in the past 2 weeks and 2 of the victims died. All of the attacks happened at night and police have yet to establish a motive. A new study proves dogs really are man's best friend. Canadian researchers observed what happened when therapy dogs were brought in to comfort people being treated in hospital emergency rooms for pain. Patients who spent 10 minutes with a dog reported less pain than those given conventional treatment only. It's thought the emotional support from dogs may change how some patients experience pain. The Rolling Stones have announced details of their 60th anniversary tour. The rock legends are heading back on the road to mark 6 decades as a band with their 60 tour, which kicks off in Madrid in June. They'll also play gigs across Europe, including in London, Vienna, Milan and Paris. The tour wraps up with a July 31 show in Stockholm. A little Australian boy is winging his way to New York for life-saving cancer treatment thanks to the incredible generosity of 7 News viewers. 7 months ago, Oscar Dixon's desperate parents pleaded for help. Now he has a fighting chance.
A little boy off on a big adventure. With brother Jack, Oscar Dixon is flying across the globe for groundbreaking vaccine treatment to hopefully cure his deadly cancer.
The trial goes for 5 years, so we'll spend the first 3 months in New York doing 4 vaccines, and then they'll spread them out every 3 months after that. We'll fly back and forth.
Oscar has been fighting for survival ever since doctors found rare aggressive neuroblastoma cancer 3 years ago in his abdomen and bones. When we met him last year, doctors were buying him time, heavy chemotherapy staving off the cancer.
Well, I go to hospital when I have more and more tablets.
Oscar's only hope was the costly New York trial. His distraught parents' desperate plea for help led to more than 10,000 generous Australians donating almost $600,000, enough to cover the expensive treatment, which will give him a 40% chance of survival. Oscar fully intending to live it up in New York.
Go to Walmart and the Statue of Liberty.
Phil and Christina are praying the treatment works and so thankful to everyone who helped get them to this point.
Thank you so much. We are so grateful. It's given our son another chance.
Jackie Quist, 7 News.
Tired of ads barging into your favourite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To sport, and a brutal fast bowling spell from Mitch Stark has Australia in a dominant position in the second test against Pakistan. After Australia declared at 9 for 556, Stark tore through the host's top order with 3 wickets on day 3 in Karachi, including 2 in 2 balls. The host's batting lineup crumbled, all out for 148. David Warner fell for 7 in Australia's second innings. They will resume today at 1 for 81, 480. 9 runs ahead. Carlton defender Sam Doherty will make an emotional return in their AFL season opener against Richmond just months after undergoing a second round of chemotherapy. The Blues confirmed the 28-year-old will play at the MCG on Thursday night after overcoming a recurrence of his testicular cancer.
It sort of really is testament to the person and how resilient he is and just how determined he is.
Melbourne and the Bulldogs open the season tomorrow night in a grand final rematch. It's live on 7. Raiders fans can rest easy. Skipper Josh Hodgson has avoided a serious knee injury. The 32-year-old left the field early in Canberra's win over Cronulla with fears he had torn his ACL. However, the club confirmed Hodgson will only miss a few weeks with a less serious knee injury. Rookie halfback Brad Schneider will miss the Raiders' clash with the Cowboys due to COVID. The news is less good for Panthers forward Moses Leota. He will miss up to 10 weeks with a shoulder injury. Once again, Bryce Cotton reminded us why he's the NBL's best against the Breakers. Vic Law hit 39 points for the Wildcats, the most by any player this season, including the basket to send the game to overtime. But it was three-time MVP Cotton who proved Perth's hero, hitting the winning triple with under 2 seconds left.
For the win! Yeah!
Cotton finished with 32 points, Perth winning 104 to 102. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, partly cloudy in Brisbane today, heading for a top of 28 degrees. A shower or two, 25 in Sydney, mostly cloudy, heading for 23 in Canberra. Melbourne, a possible shower, 27 degrees, showers and 22 in Hobart today. Adelaide, humid and partly cloudy, a top of 33 degrees, partly cloudy, 27 in Perth, and a shower or two and a possible storm in Darwin, 33 degrees.